The Power of the Purse Luncheon raises funds for Women for Women. It's a part of the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina that celebrates women in philanthropy. Part of today's presentation was to recognize four organizations receiving grants from the Women's Fund this year, groups that help improve the lives of women and girls in Western North Carolina. Through the Women's Fund, more than $2 million have been given to nonprofits and organizations that support that mission over the last 10 years. This year's luncheon featured speakers Olympia Snow and Dee Dee Myers. In a conversation moderated by Warren Wilson College President Steve Solnick, the former Republican senator from Maine and the first female White House press secretary discussed the importance of female leadership and compromise in political progress. Senator Snow referred to the current political landscape as an ideological chasm, saying that it's more possible to affect political change from outside Washington than to navigate legislative gridlock from within.
Because I think anything that we can do to shed some light and illuminate some of these issues right now in a very fractious political environment, I think can make all the difference, and to empower the women here as well, and what they can do here in Asheville, in the state, and for the country.
Problems aren't getting solved in Washington right now, and the country certainly doesn't feel that way.
Former Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers.
And so it's going to be up to people in communities like Asheville, like Western North Carolina, to do it themselves. And so it's, you know, this is where it's happening.
Both Snow and Myers said when working across the aisle, it's more important to remember what we all have in common than what we disagree on. That sentiment echoes a 2012 YWCA poll that showed that 80% of women agree on 80% of the issues, regardless of political affiliation. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.